Chapter 19. Prehistoric humans spent only 40% of their waking hours on the necessities of life, such as food and shelter, according to anthropologists. That left 60% for leisure pursuits, napping, storytelling, painting pictograms on cave walls and so on. Despite the increase of labour-saving devices, ranging from microwave ovens to drip irrigation systems, modern humans seem to have less leisure time than their long-lost ancestors. Visions of a 20-hour work week, a noble idea proposed by philosopher Bertrand Russell in the 1930s, have never come to pass. In fact, as the global and domestic economy declines, many people find themselves working 50 to 60 hours a week just to get by. In this culture, our sense of identity and even self-worth is measured largely by the work that we do, rather than by what we do with our spare time. In fact, the very adjective spare suggests that any time left over from work is of lesser importance. Paradoxically, however, what we do in our spare time more often defines our personalities than what we do 9 to 5. Certainly, for some people, their professional career is identical with personal satisfaction. But for many, work is the way to pay the bills, while leisure is an opportunity to pursue activities that truly nurture them. Juliet Shaw, in her essay Exiting the Squirrel Cage, takes this argument a step further, drawing a distinction between unpaid work and true leisure. She argues that much of what we do in our non-working hours, routine activities such as house cleaning and trimming our toenails, is actually work. Therefore, when we add this unpaid work time to 40-odd hours per week on the job, we're left with almost no true leisure time. Yet, ironically, it is this tiny fraction of true leisure time that plays what some would argue the most important role in defining us as unique individuals. With so little true leisure, the pressure to have fun and fill that time with satisfying activities becomes greater. Our weekends should be filled with great parties, hot dates, productive creativity, and meaningful spiritual activity, or we feel as though we've failed in some way. Although we look forward to the parts of our lives away from work, the pressure to occupy free time with stimulating activity can actually become as oppressive as work itself. A sociologist calls this sense of the burden of leisure the lifestyle trap. When the stress of work flows over into non-working hours, then leisure becomes restless, action-packed, and anything but relaxing.